You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Male birth control is back in the news, right? They think they have gotten the closest to male birth control. We're going to talk about that. I know there's really not a market for it. Many men don't really want to buy male birth control or go on it. May not be a bad idea. Remember we talked about women selling positive pregnancy tests, right? You know, to catch may not be a bad idea, so we'll talk about that. Unfortunately, there's been 3 North Carolina deaths now blamed on the flu. The flu is already showing its deadly head. We're going to talk about that. Then Ohio apparently wins the award for being the state that has the most swearing. We'll talk about that, which state swears the most. A lot of people think it's Nevada. No, it isn't. It isn't. Then apparently a, suspected killer, I guess he was, I believe already imprisoned, and he was awaiting trial, had, I guess, killed himself by drinking Ajax. And, I was on, Doug McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray on KABC this morning. They were asking, you know, was he doing this to get high? You know, why would somebody do this? You know, I mean, unless they really didn't want to commit suicide. So we'll talk about how Ajax kills and why that's a real stupid way to go. There's a possible brain tumor outbreak going on in California that's being investigated by, I believe, Aaron Brockovich. And then the meningitis outbreak has now hit 4 people at UC Santa Barbara. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know many of you are kind of interested in how my boys fared running their miles yesterday. Let's just say I'm not going to say the score. All right. One did better than the other. All right. But I was very, very surprised at their time. When I asked the kids what the average time was for miles, now, remember, you and I probably ran, for a girl, a 6-minute mile was pretty good. For a guy, that was standard, right, when we were going to school. Nowadays, it sounded like the average was about 10 to 12 minutes. 10 to 12-minute miles. We have a huge problem. A huge problem with lack of physical fitness. And what I was kind of shocked about is both my kids said, looks like they have a new physical education program at the school. Both my kids said this was the first time they were ever forced to run a mile. What? They're 11 and 13, and this is the first time they were ever told to run a mile in school. I was running miles in the first grade, second grade, third grade. Remember we had to run around the backstops, right, which was longer than the track. Remember, I'm like, can we just run on the track? No, we can't because the track team's practicing. Run behind the backstops. We're like, no, not the backstops. That sucks. And you know, the teachers, you know, they weren't texting at the time, but they just sat there and said, I would have loved to be a PE coach. Just send the kids running around the backstops and you just get to sit there and daydream. What an easy job. You know, and the funny thing is I grew up in, I was born in LA, but my folks moved to Phoenix, so I grew up in Phoenix. And I mean, it got hot. Phoenix got hot. So we're talking about 115 degree weather. We're running track. It's ridiculous. But I got to tell you, we were physically fit. Okay. I was able to run. And again, a 6-minute mile isn't that big a deal, but I mean, still, I was a hell of a lot more fit than the kids are now. And I'm hearing that this is the first time the school asked the kids to run a mile. Now somebody like, well, Dahlia, I mean, does that really matter? You know, these days all they have to do is play video games and be on the computers and, you know, yes, it does matter. It does. So, I mean, I'm thinking about maybe just, you know, taking the kids jogging. Maybe I'll start doing that. You know, we've had them in soccer. We've had them in taekwondo. We've had them in swimming. We're going to start putting them into lacrosse, you know, but maybe I just need to take them jogging. Of course I'll wear a sports bra. Come on, it's not funny. You guys are mean. You guys are real. I could take them jogging. You guys are so mean. Listen, okay, I'm going to be on Pawn Stars tomorrow night. When you see that, keep in mind I've lost 25 pounds. Okay? Just cut me some slack. I've lost weight. Okay? You guys are so mean. All right. Anyway, let's move on to this story. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The Buckeye State comes in first in the nation for swearing. I'm not sure about the science behind this one, but the Marchex Institute analyzed data from phone calls that people make to businesses where customers are informed that they are being recorded, such as banks and insurance firms. So this is an NSA sort of spying. These are technically people where, you know, this call may be monitored, right? You know, and you know, you're like, oh, no. So I always watch my language, and I always try to sound nice, you know, because I don't know if anybody back east, you know, recognizes me, you know, because my show plays in New York and New Jersey and all that, you know. So I'm like, all right, you know. You know, oh, yes, this is Dr. Dahlia. You know, I always sound sexy. Once I hear, you know, this call may be recorded for, you know, institutional purposes. So I'm like, hi. Sometimes they'll throw a little accent and they try to sound, you know, like I'm from the South. When you, you know, talk like, you know, you're from the South, people are just nasty to you. You know, so I'll do something like that. You know, or Jamaica, man. Anyway, so I may throw in an accent or whatever, but apparently what they did is they found that more people swore over these phone calls, when they came from Ohio. Ohio pulled in first for the use of naughty words, swearing 1 out of every 150 conversations. Then came Maryland, New Jersey, Louisiana, and Illinois. Now, who were the cleanest? The Washingtonians. They were very clean. Only 1 in 300 phone calls contained a swear word. You know what? I think that's funny. I can't do that on air, but I've done that where we're talking about something completely unrelated and I go, you're pooping me, really? You know, but you know the word I'm using. You know, no way! You know, and, you know, I think it's, you see, I think a lot of people do it not because they're mean or not because they're foul-mouthed or low-class or anything like that, but sometimes I'll use a cuss word for rapport. You know, I use foul language when I'm in the room with my patients, and I don't use it to be nasty or naughty or whatever. I never say the Lord's name in vain, but a patient will be telling me a story, and I could say, oh, darn, or instead I go, holy poop, really that happened to you? And it immediately establishes rapport with the patient. They are relaxed, and then they tell me everything. So I think it's a very good tool. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Erwin writes, Dolly, my Dolly, that's okay. Dr. Dahlia, but that's okay. I'll go by Dolly. My doctor uses swear words and slang, and I love it, but my wife won't stand for it. She says he's not doctorly. Guess it's different strokes for different folks. And then he goes on talking about his wife going into the doctor. Here's the thing. All right. Okay. You do have to have professional conduct as a doctor. I mean, I'm not going to go in and walk into a patient's room and go, how's it hanging? I'm not going to do that. That's inappropriate. You know, I don't actually do that with my friends anymore because they'll tell me or show me and I can't handle that. So, what I usually do when I come into a room is, I usually touch the patient somehow, like I'll smack them on the knee, I'll smack them on the shoulder. I've started to avoid the hugs. A lot of my patients like to hug me because since the show went national, people are trying to touch my boobs and I'm getting sick of that. I can't tell you how many times people have touched my boobs and I don't like that. All right. And so, I'm actually becoming more and more distant in my interaction with patients as you know, the show has been, you know, going the way it's going and how, you know, my TV works has increased. I don't want to with my patients who I've known for years, but you have new patients and, you know, some of these people, I guess, are a little starstruck, which is kind of nice because, I mean, I don't think anybody listens to the show, so it's very complimentary and flattering that somebody listens, but I got to be careful. And, you know, I've told you guys about how I've had to kick patients out, et cetera, and, you know, we've had to up security and all that. And so, you know, everybody's nice to the Pawn Star guys. Why aren't they nice to me? Anyway, yeah, I know, they're Pawn Star guys. But usually with my patients, when, you know, I get to be relaxed with them and I know who they are, I come in, right, you know, and give them a smack them upside the shoulder or the leg, or I, you know, give them a hug or something, you know, and I'm like, what the hell's going on with you? You know, and I will be a lot more relaxed. Okay? And I because I think there's a little bit of coldness as the doctor, you know, walks in and says, "Hi, how are you, Mr. Smith?" I don't like to go Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith. I'm like, Bob, what's up? You know, I have a lot of patients who are Richard, and they go by Dick. And that I have a little problem doing because I get the giggles. And one of my patients, he's like, "No, you know, call me Dick." And I'm like, "Hey, you know," and I don't want to giggle because to me, that's kind of unprofessional. You know, I mean, their name is Richard. I'm like, "But your name is Richard on the chart. Can't I call you Rich?" No, that's not my name. All right. So that I do get a little fumbled and flustered on those, but that's okay. Then when I'm sitting down talking to the patients, okay, I listen to them. All right. Now, they could tell me a story that requires a lot of emotion. Now, mind you, remember, a lot of times I'm not as energetic as I seem to be now. Okay, I mean, I'm not as energetic, okay? I mean, I've done a 3-hour show. I'm now seeing patients. I'm kind of worried about the HIV patient we just had and the melanoma I just biopsied. And, you know, so I'll come into a patient and then they'll give me something pretty heavy. And so it may look like I'm not listening because my face has a little bit more fatigue in it. But then I answer back going, "Holy beep, are you kidding me? What the beep? No, really?" And then we continue the conversation and they know they got me. They know that I am engaged. They know I'm listening. And I have used foul language as a tool. Again, never say the Lord's name in vain. There's no reason to do that. Okay? And the other thing, too, is I also allow my patients to cuss. Remember we talked about that study a couple times? There were a few studies where cursing helped eliminate less pain medicine. Right? Remember that? I think a bunch of male test subjects stick their hand in icy cold water. Those who were able to cuss were able to last almost twice or three times as long than those who weren't able to cuss. Now, you know, I understand that, you know, insurance doesn't really pay for the anesthesia, and I will still use, you know, anesthetic agents in my practice. I'm not just telling them to cuss so I save money on the anesthesia. But I'll notice some of my women will be like, "Oh, you know, you're doing a digital block to take out, you know, toenail or whatever." And they're like, "Oh, my, oh," I'm like, "It's okay. It's okay. If it hurts, just cuss. It's totally fine." And, you know, so for some people, it really does help break the tension, et cetera. But no, I think there has to be a level of decorum. I think there has to be a level of professionalism. So when you're talking to somebody about their diabetes and high blood pressure, you really don't need to be introducing cuss words to that. I really don't think there's a lot of cuss words. When you're trying to explain to somebody their vitamin B deficiency and why they may have a megaloblastic anemia, no, I don't really see why you need cuss words in there. Although, you guys heard of that gene, the MTHFR gene, right? Okay, I mean, when you say it really fast, and patients will say, "I have the blank blank gene," then I know exactly what they're talking about. We got to talk about that. Just I haven't really talked to you about that because, again, I don't want to get an FCC violation. But other than that, you know, when you're talking medicine, no, you don't. But if you're establishing rapport and talking to people, so, you know, this one study where they're like, this one state seems to cuss the most on these monitored calls. Many people will do that. They will use a simple curse word to bring the conversation to a more friendly, one-on-one, casual level. I gotta tell you, I love doing that. You know, when my car was broken into and I had to call for the credit cards, you know, the woman on the other end of the phone was like, "Okay, please give me your information. All right, we will cancel the cards," you know, and then, you know, I was quiet, you know, because I was really upset. And, you know, she's like, "Are you okay?" Her being personal really helped. And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. This sucks. I lost my makeup and I lost my this. Ah. And she actually went off script and talked to you. Maybe that's the problem. I'm not saying we need to cuss at each other or drop some cuss words or some F-bombs or whatever while we're talking to each other. But maybe everything is now so computerized, so robotic, so digital that we really don't have any, you know, TLC. And I just think it would be a nice change of pace. All right, guys, here we go. Male birth control, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keeping sperm from being ejaculated in the first place, they say, may be the key to creating a birth control drug for men. This is being reported by the Huffington Post. Right now, we still don't have a pill. All right, you know, but they think they could, these actually people get the credit, I believe, are Sabatino Ventura of Monash University in Australia and colleagues. And they wrote this for those of you who want to break down the newsstand to get the article. It's the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Now, female birth control is kind of easy because, you know, you can just stop one egg. You only got to deal with one egg. But when we're dealing with sperm and men, okay, you got to stop 1,500 sperm cells that men produce each second. That is a lot. Now, with women, okay, we take some hormones and we hopefully stop ovulating. That's easy. But with men, trying to stop their testosterone, guys don't like that. All right? And then how do you stop the rapid production of the sperm? Right? How do you, you know, so basically what we need to do to get a gentleman to actually purchase this sort of drug, because remember, the pharmaceutical companies, they aren't going to make the drug if they don't think somebody's going to purchase it, all right, and get it on the plan, is they need to make sure that it doesn't, you know, hurt you, it doesn't give you side effects, all right, and it's something that's reversible. Okay, because if a man wants to go, just like female on birth control, maybe, you know, most birth control with females, it's reversible. When they want to get pregnant, they can get pregnant. Same thing with a man. When a man wants to impregnate, then, you know, he goes off the sort of birth control. Now, remember, sperm is made of the testes, okay, right? Then it is stored in the epididymis, which is kind of that, you know, when you feel, it kind of feels like a bag of worms down there. Okay, yeah, it's kind of like the coiled tube, okay? When you climax, okay, smooth muscle, not skeletal muscle, but smooth muscle will push the sperm out of the epididymis into a tube called the vas deferens. Now, the vas deferens is what you guys get cut during a vasectomy, okay? But we don't call it vas. We call it, you know, a vasectomy, but that's your vas deferens, okay? Goes into the vas deferens, into the urethra, and then out of the body. Okay? Now, I guess receptors on the muscles receive these hormonal signals that tell the smooth muscle to contract. Trying to block these receptors have been decreased, like the alpha-1A adrenoceptors and the P2X1 purinoceptors, right? And it could cut back male fertility, but the problem is men don't want to be less fertile. They want all or nothing, and I don't blame them. I mean, it all takes is one sperm out of those millions and millions of sperm per ejaculate or whatever. So, all right, I'm trying to see what the new study did. What they did is the researchers bred mice that lacked both of these receptors. They found that female mice without the receptors could still reproduce. Male mice pursued females, mated with them, but they never had babies. So, if they can block the receptors that block the smooth muscle contraction, you're on to something. You see? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com.
So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I don't know what I want to talk about. This Ajax story is kind of crazy here. I apologize. Let me first talk about this because this is kind of important. Many of you have been asking me about vitamin D deficiency. And vitamin D deficiency may damage the brain. And, you know, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, this is ridiculous. So now you're telling me I got to pop pills, pop more vitamin D. Here's the thing. All right. I don't like people popping a lot of pills. I really, really don't. All right. You know, but we do know that low vitamin D could cause issues. Now, the new study published in the Free Radical Biology and Medicine. All right. Basically what they did again, here comes the rats. Okay. Rats were fed diets low in vitamin D for a long period of time, and they had developed free radical brain damage. poor cognitive, poor functioning, memory, etc. These are rats, not people. Okay? They also found that rats who were vitamin D deficient had significantly higher levels of several other brain proteins, which contributed to certain stress on the brain, etc. Now, does vitamin D cause Alzheimer's? Well, there has been some studies that have linked to it. We also know low vitamin D has been linked to heart disease, cancer, etc. Now, remember, this study was performed on rats, but we're finding more and more vitamin D deficiency, and a lot of you guys are confused. Now, this one report was reported out of Fox News. But a lot of you guys are confused, and the doctors are confused just as well, because a few things have happened. Okay, first, we were told to check everybody's vitamin D. So we started doing that. Then as Obamacare slowly started to roll out and insurance companies started to make changes, many of you guys got bills for that vitamin D test. So this year, I started cutting back on checking people's vitamin D because my patients are like, the vitamin D is too expensive. So, so we went from checking everybody's vitamin D to now going, well, wait a second, if insurance doesn't pay for it, maybe we can't check it. Then we were checking people's vitamin D, and 97% of my practice were low. Scale, we needed you to be above the number 30. Many of you guys were in the 20s. 97% of my practice was low in vitamin D. So I was telling everybody take a couple thousand units of vitamin D. We live in the skin cancer capital of the world. I can't tell them to go out into the sun, which is what I really wanted. I figured, sun is what we really need. But again, I can't tell people to get skin cancer. We're supposed to tell people to avoid the sun, which again is really counterintuitive, with our natural instinct. But, then a study came out, I believe it was from the Institute of Medicine. Remember last year saying, guys, maybe we need to change the threshold. And maybe the reason why so many of us are vitamin D deficient is because we're having 30 as the cutoff when we really need 20 as the cutoff. Now, if we move the cutoff, the reference range to 20, probably 90% of my patients would be fine. And they wouldn't be considered vitamin D deficient. But 10% of my patients would, because they come back in the teens, et cetera. And those are the people that, really need to be addressed, et cetera. So then doctors got told, maybe this reference range is off. But nobody did anything about it. The labs haven't done anything about it, and nobody else has made a stink about the reference range. So right now we have a bunch of people avoiding the sun for fear of skin cancer, and I get that. I'm scared of skin cancer, too. We have kind of conflicting results on how low is really vitamin D. Are you guys really low when you come back in the 20s? All right. And then we have, does low vitamin D really cause Alzheimer's? Does it really cause cancer? So what the hell are we supposed to do? Now, I told you guys when I was in medical school, I raised my hand. This is before we knew about vitamin D deficiency and all that. I mean, we knew about, rickets and, how low vitamin D could cause bone issues. But in terms of us massively being low in vitamin D, we were checking people's vitamin Ds back then. But I was in medical school. I raised my hand a lot, right, because I was very inquisitive. Okay, I really needed to understand the meat of the subject. And so I kind of rose my hand a lot. And, my classmates are like, oh, shut up already, please. Anyway, I go, I don't get it. There's all these breast cancers and colon cancers and the Northern American and Northern European, but you don't see that much breast cancer or colon cancer by the equator. Could it be the sun? And the answer to that from the professor was, no, it's genetic. Everybody's passing on the genes. All right, and then I'm like, okay, I get that. You got the Ashkenazi Jews, you got, the Northern European, I get it that there's genes being passed. And so, I shut up. Of course, with the classmates say, no more questions. I want to get out early. No more questions. I'll shut up. I'm like, all right. Well. So I didn't really pursue it. But if we are seeing more, types of these cancer, right, in the, Northern European, I mean, maybe there is something that, something that has to do with the sun. And I think we really underestimate the power of the sun because we, you know, we can't study it. It's kind of hard to do. So right now we're just telling everybody to pop pills for their vitamin D. And I don't know if it's as good. It works, I got to tell you. You know, I mean, my patients who are on thousands of units of vitamin D, it is working. It is. But, you know, my golfers have the best vitamin D. You know, I have a golfer whose vitamin D is in the 50s. One is in the 60s. Why? Because they're out there in the sun. And again, I can't tell you guys to go out into the sun because the melanoma is deadly. Okay, we could kind of deal with vitamin D deficiency. We could deal with it. I'm not very comfortable with you getting a melanoma. And so, you know, if you're just as confused as, you know, you're just as confused as the doctors are on really how to handle this vitamin D, you know, and, you know, we talked about, you know, some of my truckers like, look, Dahlia, I make sure one of my arms is always out the window and it gets some sun. So I know I'm getting my vitamin D, and then I can watch the arm to make sure that it doesn't get cancer. Yeah. But you also got to realize, you know, some of these melanocytes can, you know, travel to other parts of the body. I mean, you could get free radicals. You could get sun damage that could cause cancer in other parts of the body. So, you know, it's one of those things where we really need somebody to come out and say, look, everybody get their 10, 15 minutes a day. All right, get 10, 15 minutes a day of sun. That's your prescription. And study that and see if people who got 10 to 15 minutes of sun a day didn't get the cancer. Now, it's actually very easy to study, all right, without making people do this. You could do a retrospective study of looking at construction workers who are out there in the sun, you know, crossing guards, etc. All right, lifeguards. And you could see, now I know lifeguards are kind of young, but you can see in those certain work groups, all right, if they had, let's say, an increase, you know, increased longevity, or if they ended up getting certain types of cancers, et cetera. So it is actually easy to determine. We're able to figure out who got skin cancer. We're able to figure out lifeguards, construction workers, et cetera. But what about these other types of cancer, and what about Alzheimer's? So, I mean, I would recommend somebody studying that if they could. Those who got sunlight got less cancer, or did they get the same amount of cancer? And they, if they got the same amount of cancer, was it because they only had X amount of sunlight? How much sunlight were they getting? Well, if they worked for 20 years outside, that's a hell of a lot different than somebody doing some summer work, right, lifeguarding for a couple years. So it just, somebody spend some time, please, figuring this out. I did the whole male birth control, but I think it's really confusing us, and I think us staying indoors and our kids staying indoors, I think we're becoming really doughy. You guys know what I'm talking about? We're becoming like balls of dough, and sometimes we need to bake the suckers. All right, you know what I'm talking about. All right, I know I'm getting hungry. I want some carbs. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A fourth student now at the University of California, Santa Barbara, has come down with a strain of meningitis similar to the one that had sickened 8 Princeton University students in New Jersey.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. A former Marine who was awaiting trial in the deaths of 6 people, including 4 homeless men, has died after ingesting Ajax in his jail cell. This is being reported by the Huffington Post. It's Cotel Ocampo, 25 years old, had apparently accumulated the cleaning product, Ajax, over time while in custody. I don't know where they hide these things. Just like you wonder, how was Ariel Castro able to get naked and hang himself? I mean, I thought there were prison guards, but who knows? Anyway, and of course, people are wondering, you know, apparently he was in Orange County Jail. So deputies that were supervising Ocampo there are now kind of questioning, you know, why wasn't anybody watching him? Apparently he was found shaking and vomiting in a single man cell Wednesday, taken to a hospital, pronounced dead on Thursday. Now, no cause of death was immediately given, all right, but, and they're doing the autopsy, but they think it had to do with him ingesting Ajax. Now, I was asked today, you know, what exactly is an Ajax? I looked it up, okay? You know, sodium hypochlorite is usually a biggie, but I had to look up the other ones. And we have here calcium carbonate, which, by the way, calcium carbonate's in Tums. Okay? I mean, you know, we do use calcium up in the morning or at bedtime during 2-3-month periods. At the end of each period, they measured participants' blood pressure and platelet activity. Blood pressure was not reduced by taking aspirin before bed, but blood platelet activity was reduced significantly in the morning if people had taken the aspirin the night before because it takes a while to work. Now, platelet activity is the highest in the morning, which is also, coincidentally, the time when most people get their heart attacks. The most common time for heart attacks is between 4 and 5 a.m. in the morning. Now, of course, some of us, like I live in Nevada, I live in Las Vegas. So a lot of you guys wake up at 2 in the afternoon, right? Because you finish your shift. And you, okay, so I get that. But basically, for any other non-24-hour community, usually the first thing in the morning is when the heart attacks happen. My father died first thing in the morning. Heart attacks and strokes happen then. Or unfortunately, many people will wake up to their spouse who had died. So what about taking aspirin the night before? Now, many of us doctors have already known this because many of us have already realized this because we've been talking to you about taking your cholesterol medicine at night. Much of your cholesterol is made at night, but we also know that certain cholesterol medications help seal the plaque, help prevent that arterial plaque from ripping off. So many of us tell you to take your cholesterol medicine at night. Well, then why not? If it doesn't mix with your cholesterol medicine, maybe take your aspirin at night. Now, some of you have said, well, wait a second. I was told not to take it at night, but take it in the morning when I had eaten something because aspirin could bother the stomach. You're 100% right. That's why we never told you guys to take it at night. But now they're saying, wait a second. Well, if you got some food in your stomach, maybe from dinner, maybe go for it. So I got to tell you, this all makes sense. But if you are more prone to stomach disease and stomach ulcers, et cetera, you may not be on aspirin to begin with. So this is usually for the population that can't take aspirin. We like the enteric-coated aspirin, your ICASA. Right? So, cuando está en su casa, use ICASA. You know, you could use the ICASA. Now, if you're like, oh, wait a second, I'm going to forget because I like to have sex before I go to bed, and I'm going to forget to stop and take an aspirin, or I don't want to, okay, fine, I don't care. Just take it during the day. But if you do take nighttime medications, not a bad idea. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, wait a second. Okay, if one aspirin helps with some of the platelets, then maybe I should take multiple aspirin. You got to be careful here, okay? If your doctor only says a baby aspirin, then only take a baby aspirin, okay? Anticoagulation with Coumadin or Lovenox or Plavix, that's a nice thing, okay? It's something we do for our AFib patients, for our chronic clotting patients. Yeah, it's nice. But I don't want you walking around as an easy bleeder. Okay, I have a patient right now who has a couple stents. Doctor put him on Plavix, and the doctor put him on Plavix to kind of thin the blood, and unfortunately he was golfing, and just a golf swing caused him to rupture a little mini blood vessel, and boom, I mean, he has bleeding, I mean, he has bruising all over his arm. He did nothing. He gets a paper cut, he bleeds for 20 minutes. Okay, we want you to have platelet activity. That's why you have, there's only so much we want to do. Okay, somebody could say, well, just, you know, just go in and vacuum out, you know, all the cloud. You still have to be alive, okay? So I wouldn't overdo it with the aspirin. But some doctors will give 325 milligram aspirin. So I would say talk to your doctor about this. But it was a very, very good study. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Another study has come out that signs of sudden cardiac death usually are preceded maybe even weeks before with some symptoms. Now, when my dad died, suddenly that's what, you know, we had heard. We heard, you know, he just dropped dead. He just died. He was sick until the day he died. And many people will say nothing happened. All he did was drop dead of a heart attack. Well, then what happens is you go back and you go, well, wait a second. Wasn't he a little faint a few weeks before? You know, then you play Monday morning quarterback and you go back and you look, wait a second. All right. You know, they were having some shortness of breath, et cetera. We are finding out that most people who drop dead from a heart attack actually had some sort of symptom in the preceding month. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dolly. I mean, we all get a little short of breath. We all get some chest pain. We all get a little faint. Well, no, we don't. It's not natural to get chest pain. Yeah, I can understand lifting something, all right, but look at Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell helped somebody out of a car, and she felt a strain that night. Doctor said she had a mild heart attack. So you cannot ignore anything as this is just normal, or if it goes away, you're fine. That's the big mistake a lot of us make. We go, you want to know what? If the sore throat goes away, that's not cancer. Okay, well, that's a good point. You know, I mean, but if the sore throat continues to keep coming back and keep coming back, you got to get that looked at. Same thing with chest pain. You know, yeah, every now and then I do get some chest pain, but it goes away. Well, you know, that maybe it's because you are having some issues. You do have a clogged artery. You do have some vasospasm or some angina. So some 360,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests occur in the United States, largely involving middle-aged men, but only 9.5% survive. Whether they have CPR, defibrillator, etc. So researchers decided to go back and look at the records of men 35 to 65 after they had out-of-the-hospital heart attacks. In addition, paramedics reaching the scene of the fatal attacks asked family members what signs and symptoms the patient may have had in the preceding weeks. Okay, 53%, they said, has symptoms beforehand. And I'm going to say it's higher because a lot of people don't realize that was a symptom. 56% had chest pain at some point, 13% had shortness of breath, 4% had dizziness, fainting, palpitations. Fainting, 4%. My father had apparently, it came out later that he had a fainting episode. If I had known that, I would have flown to Kansas. I would have dragged his butt by his prostate into the doctor's office. But no, I come from a family where nobody talks about medical issues. They definitely don't talk about the kids, not the girl kid. The daughter is the stupid one. Why would I talk to the daughter? And that's how I was in the family. You don't talk to her. You don't talk to me. You'll talk to the sons, maybe. But guys, they don't talk about health issues. They're guys. So we have one of those very stubborn, chauvinistic type families that, you know, where there's just no communication at all. I come to find out my dad had a fainting spell weeks before he dropped dead. That is ridiculous. I'm livid. I am livid. But you want to know what? That's the way he wanted to live. He didn't want a bunch of people poking and prodding at him. So, I mean, would he really have agreed to the cardiac stent? No, he wouldn't have agreed, but I would have forced it. I don't care. Little girl, my butt. Anyway, don't blow off these signs. Don't blow off shortness of breath or dizziness or some abnormal sweating. When in doubt, check it out. And if you don't know if you're in doubt, just assume you're in doubt. All right, guys, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.